Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Speak the Word broadcast this morning. I am your host, Prophetess Jacqueline Price, and as always, I am so delighted to be with you this morning to share the good news of Jesus, to let you know Father loves you, and He is always on time. Did you hear what I said? He's always on time fighting for you. Amen. So I want to thank you, those who are tuning in. Thank you for joining me. While you're tuning in, tell somebody else so they can tune in, because I want God to just do His greatest work in your life this morning. Amen. I love each and every one of you. I praise God for each and every one of you. And I just want you to know that He loves you. The Bible lets us know there's no situation, there's no test, no trial that is coming, that's not coming to man, that He won't provide a way out for us. He won't make a way out for us. So I want you to just invite a friend while you're tuning in. Just send them a quick text and just tell them Prophetess Price is on Periscope this morning. I'm on Blog Talk Radio this morning. So thank you all for tuning in. I love each and every one of you. And today I'm going to be in Galatians this morning, and I want to talk to you about standing fast. Galatians 5, hallelujah. I want to talk to you about standing fast, because right now the enemy is trying to frustrate the grace of God and the lives of His people in various ways, in so many ways. It could be with your finances. It could be because of what we're dealing with right now. But I want to encourage you to stand fast. The Bible tells us in Galatians 5, let me go there, Galatians 5 and 1, it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And it says, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So you need to stand fast. Christ has made you free. You're free from everything that the enemy is trying to bombard your mind with. Hallelujah. He whom the Son has set free, the Bible says, is free indeed. So you've got to stand fast and know that I am free. I am free. So all of this weight and heaviness, because that's what I've been feeling for you this morning, weights and heaviness, you got to say, I got to lift up my head, and I know where my help comes from. And the old people used to say, lift up your head, because your help cometh from the Lord. Our help cometh from the Lord. So not only does our help come from the Lord, He tells us to call on Him. He said, I'll be with you in trouble. Hallelujah. So Father God is with us in every situation that we encounter ourselves in. He said, I will be with you in trouble. So what trouble are you dealing with this morning? What things are trying to frustrate you this morning? Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand and say, you've got me, God. I know I've been talking a lot about different things on my broadcast these last couple of weeks, but they're designed to encourage you. They're designed to let you know Father has you in the palm of His hand. See, when we were younger, we were taught the song, He's got the whole world in His hand. But now that we're older, we forget that Father still has the whole world in His hand. He still has heaven and earth in the palm of His hand. He still is King of kings and Lord of lords. He still sits on the throne. He's still our God. Hallelujah. Jesus is still making daily intercession on your behalf and on my behalf, but we got to lift up our heads. Not only that, we got to stand steadfast. What has He set you free from? Oh, come on up in here, Holy Spirit. See, some of you, God has set you free from some things, and the enemy wants you to go back into those things simply because you can't get out, so to speak, simply because you are there, you're in a stay-at-home or excuse me. So the enemy wants you to go back to your old ways of thinking, those old habits, those old things of doing, amen? But you got to remember, I've been made free. I've got to stand fast in that liberty. The enemy's, oh, come on up in here. He's in the mind, talking to the mind, saying all kind of things. Excuse me. He's in your mind and talking all about kind of different things. Come on, Father. Isolation. The enemy, because we have been, so to speak, isolated, hallelujah, he's taking advantage of the isolation for some people. He's telling you to go back into those old habits, those old things, those old sins. Come on. But you got to stand fast. You got to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. You've got to stand fast knowing, excuse me, that he is working for your good in every area, all things. Sometimes people just need to be still and know. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes we need to just learn to be still. And right now we're in a be still moment, and we can't handle the be still moment. Hallelujah. Because he wants to show you some things. In this, he wants to show you how he is Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He wants to show you how he's your sustainer. He's your healer. He's the one that's setting you free. He's the one that's keeping you in perfect peace. If we just stand fast, hallelujah. Stand fast. Why? Because he has made us free. Hallelujah. Now, Hebrews 10 and 23. Hebrews 10 and 23 says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Not only do you have to stand fast, you got to hold fast. Come on up in here. You got to hold fast that profession that you've been talking about. You're in a moment right now where the enemy is testing your hold fast. He's testing your stand fast and your hold fast. Hallelujah. But God said, if you will stand fast and hold fast, I'm going to show you what I'm working with. Come on up in here, Jesus. Remember, Prophet Christ is always telling you, he wants to show you what he's working with. And I've said it many times when I'm teaching or preaching or at a conference or doing whatever, I'm saying, Father, show me what you're working with. Why? Because we got to know that in him we have put our trust. The Bible tells us not to lean unto our own understanding, but unto all our ways acknowledge him. He is the one that gives directions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you don't know where you're going to go, what do? You either put your address in Waze, or you're going to put them in some navigation system, and it's going to direct you where you need to go. But if we don't lean unto our own understanding, but on all our ways acknowledge Father God, he is better than your Waze. He's better than your navigation system. He is going to direct your path and everything that you need to know about. Well, what about this? Acknowledge me and I'll tell you. Come on up in here. The issue is sometimes because we're in that moment of uncertainty, we forget that we got to stand fast and hold fast. We forget that he is the one that's going to order your steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We sometimes forget that because we're in the moment. Hallelujah. So here we have Hebrews 10 telling us, hallelujah, Hebrews 10 and 23 telling us, let us hold fast to our profession of faith. What have you been confessing? Hallelujah. Before all this came, everybody's confessing. So, you're on top. Now you got to walk out that confession. Are you going to hold fast to your confession? Hallelujah. Are you going to stand fast in what Father has done, which has set you free from every yoke and bondage of sin? Come on up in here. What are you going to do? Hallelujah. Then let's go to Proverbs 18 and 21. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18 and 21, because we got to keep on believing, we got to keep on trusting, and we got to keep on abiding by what Father God is saying to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to keep on doing what he's telling us. We got to keep on declaring the word of God and knowing that he is for us. And Proverbs 18 and 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So what does Prophet's wife say? You got to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, Galatians 5. Then you got to hold fast, according to Hebrews 10 and 23. You got to hold fast, hallelujah, to what you know, what your profession of faith is. And then you got to make sure that you're speaking life and not death in your circumstance and your situation. Hallelujah. And if somebody is speaking death to your situation, you got to turn around and say, no, I don't receive that. Let me tell you some life right now. Let me speak some life to this right now. Because you can't let people nullify what God has promised you. Oh, come on up in here. I said again. Excuse me. You cannot let people nullify what God has promised you. Because if you're going to hang around negative, you're going to get negative all the time. But if you hold fast and stand fast, God says, I'm going to show you what I'm working with. And then you got to watch what comes out your mouth. So, prophets, what do you mean? What are you talking about? So, yeah, somebody can speak negativity. It's up to you to say, I don't receive that. I don't receive that. And see, sometimes, oh, come on, Holy Spirit, sometimes we're so busy trying to analyze the negative that has just been spoken instead of shutting that thing down with the word of God and said, I know in whom I believe. He said, I will cause you great things to come to me. Every promise in him is yes and amen. So I believe what he said. So what you say don't matter. Come on, somebody's been speaking some negative to you, but you got to say what you say don't matter. Father has the final say in everything, even with this coronavirus situation. Father has the final say. We don't listen to what other people are saying. We know Father has got the final say. Come on up in here. He's got the final say. He's got the final say. I understand the whole magnitude of where we are right now. But if you look deeper into the realm of the spirit, you'll be able to see that, wait a minute, hold up, hold up. I see some good in this. How do I know I see good? Because he said, I will cause all things to work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So since I am a called person, I'm a called believer according to his purpose, then I know Father has the final say. I know in whom I believe, and I receive what he's saying to me this morning. Hallelujah. So are you going to stand fast, and are you going to hold fast? Hallelujah. Or are you going to sink back down and look at your situation and say, there is no hope? The Bible talks about us, we got to hope against hope. We got to hope and say, wait a minute, I know in whom I believe, and what he says is already done. So what are you holding and standing fast with? Every promise in him is yes and amen. But we forget that when we find ourselves in such pressure. I feel so much pressure. Hallelujah. Well, when you start feeling pressure, just look at it like this. Woo! He's refining me in the fire. He's refining me. And as this refinement is working in my life, I know, hallelujah, pure gold. I don't mind shining for Jesus. If I need a little refining, thank you for the refining. Hallelujah. But we're so frustrated in this hour. Don't be, see, let me tell you, the enemy, I said it last week, the enemy feeds off of fear. He feeds off your frustration. You see, but you got to have a praise. Put a praise on it, y'all. Come on. Put a praise on that. Put a praise on that. So you mean to tell me, woman of God, if I receive some bad news, you telling me I got to praise God on that? Put a praise on it, baby. Put a praise on it. Why are you telling me to put a praise on it? Because God knows what he's going to do in that situation. All he needs you to do is put a praise on it. And when you put that praise on it, hallelujah, God says, I got you. I got you. His word is true. I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. We got the word on it. So what are we doing to stand fast? What are you doing in this moment of, I got to stand fast? What are you doing in this moment of uncertainty? Hallelujah. You got to start testifying on the goodness of Jesus. Let me give a little testimony. Let me testify of the goodness. Let me testify of the way he just made for me. Let me testify of the provision he just gave me. Let me testify of how he protected me. Let me put some testimonies out there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then what you also can do is stop thinking about you. Oh, me, me, me. Call somebody and say, you know what? You've been on my mind. Let me just pray for you. And while I'm praying for you, let me give you my testimony. Hallelujah. So we can put a praise on it together. Amen? Amen. So we can put a praise on this thing together. Hallelujah. See, in this hour of heaviness, and I thank God that he's helping and lifting and uplifting in the hour that we're seeing people passing away and passing away, but we still, the Bible says we got to give thanks. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. I thank you. We don't, our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. So the best thing we can do is say, God, I thank you. The best thing we can do is say, I'm going to stand fast and I'm going to hold fast. And I'm going to keep confessing and professing that my Father God will never fail me. He will never fail. So since we know he will never fail us, what are we doing in the midst of where we are? What are we saying? What is our language? Hallelujah. What are the words that are coming out of your mouth? Hallelujah. What are your confessions? What are your professions? What are you saying? Hallelujah. Are you listening and talking to people and they're talking about this stuff so much that they're constantly just talking about it? Can you help them by changing their, help them to change their professions by saying, wait a minute, God's good, isn't he? Just a simple God's good can shift a person. Hallelujah. Just a simple, you know God's good, isn't he? Can shift a person's mindset. Can shift the way they're thinking. Hallelujah. The enemy wants to put strife in the midst of this stuff. Do you know that? He wants strife to break out in homes. He wants tension to break out in homes. But if you tell your family members, look here, we're going to stand fast in Jesus Christ. He has made us free, and whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Remember I taught you on last week, he never fails. So since he never fails, let's not act like he's failing us. Let's not act like he has failed us. He is never failing. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me go a little further. And this is Paul talking in Galatians 5, where he's talking about as standing fast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go down. He says, ye did run well, who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth. You running well, he says. You're running well. Who, don't let nobody hinder you. Who hindered you from not believing the truth? Who's hindering you from not believing the truth of God's word? Who's hindering you in this hour not to believe that God has already made provisions and making continual provisions for you? Who is hindering you? Hallelujah. Who's doing it? You got to know in your knowing. And you cannot let people put their feelings on you. Well, this is how I see it. This is how I feel about it. But what did God say? I just got to stand fast. I just got to stand in what I know. And I know that I have continual victory. I know that my victory is not contingent upon a stimulus check. My victory is not contingent upon what goes on here, what goes on there. My victory is contingent upon the word of God. The word of God. The word of God is what matters to me. His word is true. His word remains the same. His word continues to bring us out of every circumstance. You stand on what you know is true. Come on up in here. And I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the blessings of God. I'm standing on the assurance of God. What am I talking about? I'm in Galatians 5 and verse number 1. You got to stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made you free. You got to stand. And not only do you have to stand, remember what I said a moment ago? Not only do you stand, you got to hold fast, baby. You got to hold fast. Now, what are you saying? I read it to you a moment ago, Proverbs 18 and 21. Are you speaking death or life to your situation? Your tongue has the power. Somebody needs to say, my tongue has the power. See, when it comes to saying, I'm waiting on God, your tongue has the power. What are you speaking? Your tongue has the power. What are you saying? I say too often, we're so quick to put a negative out there instead of putting a positive out there. Your tongue has the power, and we create because we are creative beings. God gave us the power to create in our lives. So what are you creating with your tongue? Because it has the power. come on up and hear. What are you speaking? What are you saying? Come on. Come on, come on, come on. You got to change your speech. Hallelujah. You've got to change your speech. The Bible talks, gives us some things about our tongue. It tells us in James that it's unruly. Hallelujah. No man can tame it. Hallelujah. But we also in the Word of God tells us in Proverbs and also in Deuteronomy that we hold death and life. It's in the power of our tongue. Hallelujah. So you have the power to speak. Why is that tongue unruly? Because when you get in your flesh, you're going to start saying stuff. That's why the Bible tells us that we've got to do what with that flesh? We've got to crucify the flesh. Because that flesh is going to speak out of its emotions and its feelings. But what are you saying out of your spirit man this morning? What declarations are you saying out of your spirit man this morning? What decrees are you making out of your spirit man this morning? What glory are you giving out of your spirit man this morning? Are you putting your spirit man to work? Are you letting your soulish, fleshly man operate with you today? What are you doing this morning? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Hallelujah. Are you only rejoicing when something good happens? Hallelujah. Are you rejoicing always like the Bible says? Again, I say to you, rejoice. Are you going to rejoice no matter what? Woo! God help the saints today. The Bible tells us to be not shaken in our minds. So what is that telling you? Don't be shaken in your mind, but what stands fast in that liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Don't let your mind make you shake. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. Somebody about to say, I ain't letting my mind make me shake. Hallelujah. What are you saying? Oh, what are you saying, prophets? I'm saying, hallelujah, Corinthians 10 and 5, 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, I'm going to cast down every imagination, every high thing that dare exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and I'm going to bring my thought, under the subjection, under the obedience of Jesus Christ. I'm not going to let my mind make me shake. Not going to do it. Why? Because I know in whom I believe. Do you know who you believe? Do you know who you believe? Do you know who you believe? Because I know in whom I believe. Somebody put out there, you need a mind renewal. Hallelujah. Romans 12 and 2, your mind needs to be renewed to the things of God. I believe that. So I got to, don't let my mind dictate what my Father's saying to me. I got to let the Holy Spirit speak to me. Hallelujah. I didn't know what I was going to talk about this morning. Didn't have a clue. But you know what? I yield to the will of the Holy Spirit. I yield to the will of the Holy Spirit. And so he wants us to know we got to stand fast. Not only do we have to stand fast, we got to hold fast, and we got to get out of that continual, constant mind replay. Some people just in replay. Oh, I remember when. Oh, I remember when. Come on. Don't let your mind dictate to you right now. You got to walk in the spirit so that you won't be fulfilling the craziness of the flesh. Oh, come on up in here. Father loves us. And his plan for us, he says, I want to do you good. It's my will that I do you good. Do you want some good? That's our Father. He does good. But we're so busy looking at everything else and forgetting to see the good that our Father is doing for us. Oh, my Father. You know what? I was just thinking about the goodness of God, and he is just amazing. But we have to make up in our minds that, God, I'm going to follow you no matter what. I'm going to trust you no matter what. And you got to dig deep in this, you guys. Listen to prophets. You got to plant your feet so you got to have a sure footing. The Bible gives us sure footing and sure foundation, amen? So you got to plant your feet deep in that sure footing, and you got to know that God is for you, and if he is for you, who is it that would dare come against you? Oh, but you got to know him. You got to know him. You got to know in whom you believe. You got to know him. Hallelujah. The Bible says we know him what? Through the fellowship of the suffering. Yeah, you're going to endure some things. Hallelujah. But he's going to bring you out every time. Every single time we come out on top. My husband says it all the time. We never lose. Come on. You got to believe that I never lose. I'm not going to lose. I never lose. When it looks like lose, it's all over you. When it looks like all you can see is lose, lose, lose. Hallelujah. Father says, no, you mine. Remember, you never lose. Hallelujah. I never lose. I'm always going to be successful. I'm always going to be on top. I never lose. Even when it doesn't look like I'm winning, I'm still winning because I never lose. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm standing fast. I'm holding fast. I'm trusting fast. I'm believing fast. Hallelujah. You will not, I will not be shaken in my mind. Hallelujah. You can't shake me with this one. And you got to believe that. You got to get that so rooted in your inner man. That's why I'm telling you, you got to come on, cast down these imaginations. That's why I'm telling you, you cannot let your mind dictate to you. You got to let your spirit man reveal truth to you. Hallelujah. You go, Jesus. Hallelujah. You go, Jesus. We never lose. So we're going to stand fast. We're going to keep on holding what we know. We're going to keep on resting assured that Jesus Christ is always on my side. I will never leave you, he said. How you doing, Pastor? And I will never forsake you, he promised. So he said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So since he says, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you, then you can stand fast. Oh, come on, Holy Hunt. See, we wanna make a list of things that's going on in our lives. Don't get me wrong. The Bible says, let your requests be made known unto God. The Bible says, pray unto me, seek my face. That's good. But we spend so many times making our list to God that we fail to realize, wait a minute, let me say, take a moment back. Let me step back and just give him some praise. Remember I said you got to put a praise on it? Hallelujah. Come on, you got to put a praise on this. You got to put a praise on this. So you mean to tell me, woman of God, in the midst of what we got people dying and by the thousands around us, you telling me I got to put a praise on this? Yes, I am. Why am I putting a praise on this when I can't go out? I can't do like I want. I can't do my daily things I used to do. Why are you telling me I got to put a praise on it? Because you're still here. That's why you got to put a praise on it. You're still here. You're still living. So your situation's going to get better because you're still here. Come on up in here. You're still here. So you can give them a praise. Don't give them a whine. You're still here. Give them some worship. You're still here. Oh, my God, you're still here. Listen to this woman of God this morning. It's up to you to say, I'm going to stand fast until I see the promises that he promised me. I'm going to hold fast to whatever I'm believing in for. I'm still here. So since I'm still here, let me praise him about it. Since I'm still here, let me rejoice over his goodness of my life. Since I'm still here, let me thank him for his goodness. I'm standing fast and I'm holding fast because I'm still here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember one time I was going down the elevator. I went to a doctor's appointment. And while I was going down the elevator, I was talking to a gentleman. Well, a gentleman spoke to me, and he said, how are you doing? I said, I'm fabulous. And he said, wait a minute. He said, tell me this. Tell me this. What do you mean by when you said I'm fabulous? What do you mean by that? I said, because I'm still here. Hallelujah, I'm still here. That's why I can say I'm fabulous. I'm still here because he's still doing his greatest work in me. I'm still here. He's still causing me to be blessed above measure. I'm still here, not losing, but always walking in victory. I'm still here because he is my father. And he said, you are my daughter, and I got you covered, girl. He's got you covered. So, hallelujah, I can walk in Psalms 91 and believe that hallelujah, as it says in Psalms 91, hallelujah, he is my armor, he's my shield, he's my strength, I'm still here, hallelujah. To those on Blog Talk Radio, God bless you, tune in, hallelujah, pick up more on Periscope, We're still here. Can you get this morning in your spirit? Can you get this morning and just let it resonate in your soul? Can you get this morning and say, you know what, Father? I'm a